Welcome back, everyone. It is so good to see you all and to know that our weekly exercise in quiet bubble breathing reflects our desire to find a common purpose and also to contribute to the healing of divisions in our society. What a week it has been. Or as the song in the musical goes, what a week it has been, what a rare mood I'm in. But now we have, now we have a new administration in Washington. It seems like a good time for us to take stock of where we are as a nation. And we're gonna do that all this morning. No, I'm just kidding. As a nation, and what we need to do to form a more perfect union, especially with regard to racism. That's the word of the day, racism.
Well, the Reverend Dr. David Moore got us started last week discussing the classic work of Howard Thurman. Dr. Moore reflected on the musical tradition that helped our African-American sisters and brothers survive with their hearts intact. He evoked Dietrich Bonhoeffer, the German theologian and Nazi martyr. Bonhoeffer came to this country to study at Union Theological Seminary, but was far more deeply influenced by the music and the spirit at Abyssinian Baptist Church in Harlem, then pastored by the Reverend Adam Clayton Powell Sr. If you were unable to join us last week, or if you would like to review the Reverend Moore's remarks, they are available on our website, wordandlife.us.
Today we move on to our second author, Ibram Kendi, who will be our guide for the next 8 weeks. Dr. Ibram X. Kendi is the founding director of the Center for Anti-Racist Research at Boston University. The author of numerous scholarly works in the field of African American studies, he gained national acclaim with his book, Stamped from the Beginning, The Definitive History of Racist Ideas in America. It won the 2016 National Book Award for Nonfiction. This book is a comprehensive look at the competing ideas and assumptions that formed American consciousness of race from colonial times to the end of the 20th century.
But Dr. Kendi's recent book, How to Be an Anti-Racist, is not a scholarly work, and it's not about the past. As the title suggests, it is a how-to book, a manual for action in the present and for the future. It is also a much more personal book, a reflection on how racist assumptions affected the life of the author and how they infiltrated his own words and actions. Dr. Kendi's personal story helps us to see how such distorted notions can be countered by all of us. Dr. Kendi invites us to a journey of self-awareness so that we may act effectively against the unacknowledged racism that still shapes our society.
We have chosen two video clips to show you. We chose them to correspond to the chapters we were assigned to read for today. So if you didn't get to read them, don't worry. In the first one, Kendi retells the substance of My Racist Introduction, which is the opening section of his book. The second one focuses on definitions, quote unquote, the title of his first chapter. We will have breakout sessions to discuss for discussion after each of these videos. And we'll fill up the hour with that, I think, plentifully. We hope this will set us on a firm foundation for ongoing reading of the book, How to Be an Anti-Racist.
Oh.